Your station for Preston North End.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Congratulations, what a proud day for you and for nearly 5,000 Preston North End fans here to see it.
No, it was, obviously, when you bring 4,500 away to a ground like this, you want to make sure you put on a performance and you try and ultimately get a good result. And we've got the result. I thought we started the game well. It petered around a little bit, sort of the back end of the first half for about 15, 20 minutes, and I didn't think we were really at it without the ball, closing people down and playing with the ball at a better tempo, and a few choice words at half-time because we've set standards and we don't want our season just to peter out. We want to keep winning games and see where it takes us. So there were a few choice words at half-time, but what they did was they responded in a real positive manner and we looked a far better team second half with a change of system and desire, I suppose, within the group.
How much was down to the change of formation because you went to a flat back four?
Yeah, look, we've done well with the 3-5-2 this year, and sometimes we have to change it because the opposition can cause you problems a little bit, and there are a few grey areas when you play, and you know that Bolton are going to keep the ball well because the diamond that they're playing there and the personnel that they've got who have played at a real good level. But we are flexible, we can change it within the group at any particular time, and we just felt that we had to get Callum and Adam a little bit further forward to work their back four, knowing that I think they conceded 60 goals already this season. So we knew we had to be a little bit more potent and win more battles in the middle of the park as well, get on the front foot more. And full credit to the players, they responded, and we looked a different team second half.
You must have felt that once you get one goal, you probably will go on and win it because the confidence here is so fragile.
Yeah, look, I think you analyse games and we've been to a few grounds over the last few weeks where you know that if you get back into the game or you stay in the game, you're going to cause the opposition problems because of the quality we've got, but also the nervous tension that can be around grounds. And as I said, Bolton have played very well over the last few weeks when I've watched the games, and today at times they played some good stuff, but we were a lot better, and we looked a real threat. We had pace, we had energy about us, and players that came into the team, given that we only had 17 players available, did well, and the players that came off the bench ultimately affected the game as well, which is credit to them.
And a great moment for Jordan Hugill. He scored 4 goals for you in cup competitions, but today his first league goal for the club. And what a brave header it was.
Well, it was. I thought he did well. He nearly scored after what must have been 25 seconds, 30 seconds maybe. And you know what you're going to get with Jordan. Physical presence, holds the ball up well enough at times. And I thought it was a decent move, and he was in there where the boots were flying around. So it got us back into the game, and from then on we looked a real threat with the counter-attacking and the passing the ball quicker and getting more bodies forward. And obviously it's nice to see the second goal in going when you're putting the opposition under pressure.
So clear up who got the final touch on that second goal. Who's claiming it, Marnik Vermeil or Rowan Doyle?
Well, I don't give who about it because that doesn't bother me. If the goalkeeper had scored, I wouldn't have been too bothered. But I think Doyle is trying to claim it, and his other one must have been very close as well. So look at the fight amongst themselves. Ultimately, it says that Preston North End have won 2-1, which is what it's all about, the team winning rather than the individuals. But it is nice for them individuals like Owen and Jordan, who've not had a lot of game time over the last few weeks, but they've remained patient, they've worked hard, and I'm really delighted that them two have got the chance today.
And you've got 52 points on the board now. You're over that sort of magic threshold of 50. Are you safe?
Not mathematically, no. But well, we're in a very strong position. There's no getting away from that. So we've done ever so well this season so far. But I'm not prepared to let the team just meander their way through the rest of the season. And that's what I said to him at half time. Who knows what can happen over the next few weeks? And I don't want players to think that they're on the holidays, the flip flops are on, or anything like that. And there's no pressure on the players from the outside, but there is from the inside because I expect and I've got high demands of the players. And I don't think a few of them did that first half, but they certainly did second half. So a great win given again. We couldn't even make a full complement of substitutes today, given injuries and suspensions.